welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Lawn care definitely changes as the weather begins to cool, and by October, the growth of warm season grasses like St. Augustine, Centipede, Bermuda, and Zoysia begin to slow down. As a result, now is not a good time to do anything that would disrupt or damage the turf, such as filling, aerification, or dethatching. Although we don't have to mow as often, continue to mow regularly and maintain proper height and make sure that your mower blades are still sharp from the spring. By mid-December, most warm season grasses will be completely or partially dormant. And this dormancy is important to their ability to survive potentially severe freezes during the winter. Do not apply any fertilizers high in nitrogen this time of year. Nitrogen is represented by the first number in the three numbers that appear on the package of fertilizers, such as 2733 or 101010. Nitrogen fertilizers applied now stimulate lush fall growth, making the grass more susceptible to cold injury this winter, and in the case of St. Augustine, attack from a fungus called brown patch during the mid-fall weather. Lawns may, however, be fertilized with winterizers that contain a high percentage of potassium at this time. The first number in the analysis of these three fertilizers represent the percentages of nitrogen and should be zero, or very, very small, and the third, or the last, which represents the percentage of potash in the fertilizer, should be the highest, as in 0020, for instance. You may see winterizers available with substantial amounts of nitrogen in them. Do not purchase and use these. They are not suitable for our area down here in South Louisiana. And unless your soil is very low in potassium, the use of winterizers is really optional. You should always have a soil test pulled to see if additional potassium is necessary for your lawn. Cool season weeds can be a nuisance in lawns this time of year. Mowing a few times in the winter and early spring tends to keep many weeds under control without the use of herbicides. For those gardeners who are more particular or have an especially bad weed problem in the past winter and spring seasons, now is the time to start a control effort. The application of pre-emergent herbicides or weed preventers now will kill the germinating weed seeds before they come up. These herbicides prevent weeds for several months and usually last through the spring. Lawn weed killers may be sprayed on the lawn to control late summer broadleaf weeds actively growing in the lawn right now. There are many suitable formations available which will kill a wide range of weeds with a single product. Read the label directions carefully and make sure that it is an appropriate product to use on your type of grass. Since it's too late to fertilize, the use of weed and feed herbicides and fertilizer combinations is not recommended. Again, remember, we don't want to put out any nitrogen onto our lawn this time of year. Insects and disease problems also occur in lawns this time of year. Brown patch is the disease that is most common later as the weather cools, especially in St. Augustine turf. This fungus is generally most active in October and November. Areas of affected grass can have a yellowish or orange cast to them and turn brown over time. The spread can be rapid. If you decide to treat, fungicides labeled to control lawn diseases are available at your local nursery. Two lawn caterpillar pests, sod webworms and army worms, are active right now this time of year and eat the grass blades of your lawn. A variety of lawn insecticides labeled to control these caterpillars are available wherever garden pesticides are sold. If you're planning to lay new sod, do so as soon as possible. You need to give the newly laid sod time to grow roots and become established before the weather cools off too much. As the weather cools down and we don't have to mow as often, we will all be much happier. But don't let that change prevent you from paying attention to other things that your lawn may need over the next few months. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.